It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
Hi, we have Margarita Respreto here today, and I'm so happy that she is going to spend a lot of time with us. She is the editor-in-chief and the founder of Naked Food Magazine, and she's going to share some of the details about her website and how you can use that website so you're capable of healing your body with foods. Thank you for coming in here, and I really appreciate you being here, Margarita.
Yeah, sure. My pleasure.
Fantastic. So let's talk about your website, the Naked Food Magazine. I know that you started it online, and now it's actually available at the stores. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, correct. We started as an online publication, and we've been, for about a year, we've been actually available all over the U.S. and Canada. People can find the magazine in stores like Sprouts, Whole Foods, Natural Grocers, Barnes & Noble, pretty much every health store out there, has Naked Food. I would love it if people could actually check it out. It's not only is it a beautiful publication, but it's something that I know they won't regret taking. It's $6.95, but the value of the publication really is the knowledge that it brings, to everybody's home. It's a beautiful publication, but it's more beautiful what it has inside.
That's great to hear. Now, is it done? Is it monthly, did you say, or is it every 2 weeks?
No, it's actually quarterly.
It's a quarterly magazine.
Right now.
Got it.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
You
know, one of the things that I noticed, which I really love, everyone, you really got to go and subscribe to the Naked Food Magazine because it's so much value. And there's one area that's called Naked Healing. And what I love about mm-hmm. this is that it's literally categorized by different conditions, like Alzheimer's, sure. arthritis, diabetes, kidney stones even, and mm-hmm. Cancer, tumors, and cysts. I'm really, really excited that you can go to the different, those different conditions and find the real healthy whole foods and nutrients in it, in foods that can help and stop these conditions. Can you tell us a little bit sure. about some of your favorite foods that you have for these different conditions?
Yeah, Suzanne, sure. It's a wonderful thing because when you adapt to a natural way of living, that reflects into everything you do inside and around you. The amazing thing about eating whole foods is that it not only will help you, for example, prevent cancer, diabetes, obesity, any kind of disease, including heart disease, anxiety, for example, chronic fatigue, digestive issues, anything that you may want to, for example, like we were saying before, something that you have genetically in your blood. Whole foods actually help you prevent all these things. And it does not differentiate, okay, these foods, for example, help cancer more than others. The truth is that a variety of whole foods and all foods, all plant foods, actually help you. There has been a lot of marketing about, let's say, superfoods. Oh, so eat, they say, okay, blueberries are a superfood, and, eat kale and, turmeric. Yes, these foods are completely powerful, but the truth is that all plants are powerful. All plants help you. All plants will protect you. So, although it's great that people are you know, listening to, okay, this is a superfood, I will, you know, I will definitely take it. The best thing is to eat a variety of foods. Why? Because the phytonutrients in food all help you. It's not like you need a certain phytonutrient and you do not need the other. That's kind of like an approach that is not holistic. You know, the truth is that for you to for your body to be completely you know, in a protective state, it needs all of them. All of them. So if you want to prevent cancer, if you want to prevent heart disease, eat the same way. Plant-based nutrition will do it. It's not like you have to do more of this or more of that or more of the other thing, which is amazing. I mean, it's one diet for all.
I love what you're saying, because, you know, just like the way you're saying regarding the media, some of this whole media thing about resveratrol and that you've got to be drinking 2 glasses, 3 glasses of red wine every night. I think that's actually a major disservice caused from doctors, literally doctors sharing that information. And that is really not true. Resveratrol is such a little amount in that 1 glass of red wine. And I think it's promoting alcoholism personally. I mean, because people think, oh, it's a pass. You can actually drink that without feeling bad about it. You know what I mean? I disagree
on
that.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, absolutely, Suzanne. And what you're talking about is really the source of the problem. Not just about wine. It's about everything. The misleading informational chaos that we have out there is just completely incredible. The truth is, and if you think about it, that the benefit of the wine, in this case, what you're talking about, is the grape. Wine is made out of grapes. So the whole food that you are using to make the wine is really what is giving you the protective nutrients. You know, it's really not anything else. And it's the same with you know, every other misleading information that's out there. It's sad to know that our doctors really don't have training in nutrition. When a doctor, you know, a doctor to be spends their whole time in school, they get about, I believe it's like 1-2 classes of nutrition. I mean, biochemistry is one of the most important parts of learning how to heal, how to prevent, how to, you know, how to have a sustainable health. And doctors don't know this. For me, this was so incredible. I couldn't believe that doctors didn't know. And if you ask a doctor, any doctor, I mean, unless, of course, they've done a training afterwards and, you know, they want to learn because they feel the importance of it, they don't know. They don't know anything about nutrition. And it is actually pharmaceutical companies that that teach the doctors how to give the drugs to the patient. So if you come to your doctor with a heart disease problem, well, thankfully, some of them will say, well, you know, maybe you should exercise and change your diet. But if you don't do this, the first thing they're going to do is just give you a drug. So it is the pharmaceutical companies teaching our doctors how to prescribe to us. And there's really no sense of prevention. And, of course, you know, reversal of disease seems like a dream. Seems like, oh, that's crazy. That can't happen. It is actually true, and it can happen. It is true, and it is possible.
I agree. Thanks so much, Margarita. You give such great information. You know, for more information about the magazine and her book, please subscribe to the magazine at nakedfoodmagazine.com, and you can go to my Wellness for Life Radio MD. Until then, I'll see you next time. Thank you so much. Stay well.